Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The 2-1 swung on. Hit deep. Center field. Martinez back at the wall. Out of room. It's gone. And Schwarber has gone deep again. A 2-run home run here in the 8th inning. His 14th of the season. He's driven in all three tonight for the Phillies, who now lead it 3-0.
What a night, what a weekend, what a baseball team right now. The Phillies are rolling, led mostly by Kyle Schwarber. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. We'll get to a lot today, including a deal the Eagles could make. The schedule is starting to leak. We know the opener. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Everybody had, all the mothers had a wonderful Mother's Day. And as far as that first game goes, bleh.
Yeah, it's not what we anticipated. We'll get to that. I second your thought. Hopefully every mother out there had a great Mother's Day. And Hugh, it was a fun Mother's Day night watching the Phillies. They get the victory last night, 2 out of 3 over the Cleveland Guardians. And Hugh Douglas, the biggest reason, or I guess one of the two biggest reasons, because Wheeler was obviously excellent last night and they shut down Cleveland. But Hugh, a pair of home runs for Kyle Schwarber, who now has 14 on the season, tied for the major league lead. He's on pace for 57 home runs and an OPS over 1,000. Hugh, the Phillies had a good weekend, and Schwarber continues to just, I mean, he's been their best hitter all season.
Oh, no question about it, man. And it's one of those guys that when you asked him, he was the first person that comes to mind for me when you ask certain guys to make sacrifices and do things a little bit different. He's the guy that I look at as probably the model citizen for doing exactly what you asked him to do under these circumstances. So, yeah, he's doing his job right now. He's doing a hell of a job, too.
Well, it's time for him to get rewarded as well. So, look, Kyle Schwarber's a free agent after the season. We know where this is going. But I don't see there's any reason why the Phillies should wait. This should be done now. Hugh, I believe the Phillies need to re-sign Kyle Schwarber now. I know they had some talks when he was on with the morning show during spring training. He mentioned there was something, but obviously nothing ever happened. And now we're into the season. But I can't let this guy get to free agency. Kyle Schwarber has been one of the greatest free agent signings in Philadelphia sports history. I mean that. Like, I put him up there with Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler, Saquon Barkley. You can go back through the years and pick out 5 or 6 more great ones across all the spectrum of all the sports. That's where Kyle Schwarber ranks. I mean, this guy's on pace for 57 home runs. He's hit a million home runs since he got to Philadelphia. All he does is get on base. And, Hugh, I think he's becoming a better hitter. This doesn't always happen. Usually players, you know, they hit 30, 32. They start to decline a little bit. I think he's getting better. This reminds me a little bit of when David Ortiz was in Boston, where he was talented, but he wasn't ever, like, the best, right? And then he got to Boston, and he was good. And he just kept getting better. And you're like, holy moly, this is one of the best hitters in all of baseball. Hugh, he's not just a slugger. A few years ago, he just hit home runs and walked. He's legitimately one of the best hitters in baseball. Hugh, if I'm the Phillies right now, I am trying to get his agent on the phone today and make a deal. I don't want this guy anywhere near free agency. The Phillies need to sign him now. You with me?
No, I'm definitely with you. I think that there's a lot going on here. You know, when you talk about a team who stood pat and didn't do a whole lot in offseason. I get that, and I understand why, you know, if some today don't want to sign Schwarber because of that reason. But I look at it like this. When you've asked this team to adjust and to do things a different way than what they're normally used to doing,
yep.
He did that. He did that without batting an eye. He did that without question, and he's having one of his better seasons now. I know some might say, well, this is what he always does. I mean, to a certain extent, yes, but it's different this year because of, I would say, the sacrifices that were asked to be made. And not only that, the more he hits home runs, regardless if you want to pay it or not, somebody's looking at that, regardless of how old he is, and they're willing to have that on their team. And they know that to have that on their team is going to cost a lot of money. And what I mean by that is that leadership. That's what he's bringing to the table right now. That those unquantifiable intangibles that I like to talk about, that's one of them. His leadership. Just put his head down, and he just goes to work. Mm-hmm. And he's been doing that for the last couple of weeks. So, yes, I think that you should reward him for what he's been able to do, because the longer that you wait, the more the price is going to go up. And I know that we're all – the sticking point for us, for a lot of people, is not so much the money, it's the years.
Yep.
But that's what we talked about last week, Joe. Are you willing to pay him to not work in those last couple of years if you sign him a 7-year, 8-year contract?
Well, and here's the thing for me with that, Hugh. If you let him get out to free agency, the more likely someone's going to offer one of those contracts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this would cost right now. He's making less than $20 million a season. But think about who Kyle Schwarber was when the Phillies signed him. He was coming off a year where a year before he was designated for assignment by the Cubs. Like, he was let go by the Cubs. Then he signed a 1-year deal with the Nationals, and he got traded midseason. He wasn't what he is now. And he got a 4-year, almost $80 million deal. Now he's had 4 excellent seasons. And, Hugh, if he was just a leader that hit some home runs, he'd get a good contract. He's become one of the best hitters in baseball. I'm looking right now at the list of the OPS leaders in baseball. It goes Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber. He's hitting at a level, I'll just say it like this, he's hitting at an MVP level. That's how good this guy's been on base every game this entire season. And dating back to last year, we're going to have to start Ted Williams' watch for his on-base streak. The guy's been incredible. I can't let him get to free agency, and I don't know why they wouldn't do it now, Hugh. Like, unless he wants to wait, which that's his prerogative, right? But if he's willing to sign right now, I got to do it right now. 215-592-9494. I cannot let this guy get to free agency. They got to get something done here because he's the hitter that we want Bryce Harper to be right now. He's their best hitter. I mean, I don't know when it happened, but at some point in the last year, it happened. Bryce is no longer the Phillies' best hitter. That guy is Kyle Schwarber. He can't walk out the door. I can't even let him get to free agency. All right, Hugh, you mentioned the years. Let's listen to Ruben Amaro talking last week about the Schwarber contract situation and why the years, not the money, is the sticking point.
Got to sign that guy. Price keeps going up, 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 up. Kyle Schwarber, he's making a good case for himself.
Oh, and he will. He keeps getting better with age, sort of. But the beauty of this guy is that he's really put himself in a position to make more consistent contact through the middle of the field. He can get hits. He can drive the ball the other way like he did last night. And he seems to be getting better, like, as he gets older. So it's going to be an interesting one. I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the length of the contract.
So Ruben Amaro there on the Philly show, it kind of echoing what you said, Hugh. Like, we brought this up a little bit last week. It's the money's the money, right? The market's the market. If he makes a little less than 20 right now, is he going to get 25 or 30 per year? I think that probably makes sense. He's going to get a raise, but it's about how many years are the Phillies willing to go. And to me, if you let him get to free agency, all it takes is one team to say, yeah, we'll give you 200 and we'll spread it out over 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, that's what's probably going to end up happening.
Yep.
You know, because teams look at what he's doing. Like, it's weird how that works. Other teams value those intangibles a lot of times more than the team you're actually with does. And you talk about, we were talking about it last week, if you put him in one of those orders, like, say, the Dodgers.
Oh, boy.
Or the Mets or somebody like that. That's crazy. And here's the thing. There's not a whole lot of power bats coming up in free agency. Who just signed that was a power bat?
Vladimir
Guerrero. Vlad, yeah. There's not too many of those guys. Granted, he's a little bit older. But like I said, if you put him in one of those lineups, the Mets or the Dodgers, does it really matter?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, because you're adding a bona fide power to your lineup.
Sure.
And that's what teams are looking for.
Well, and if he's on one of those teams, he's not here. And he's the rival of the Phillies. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't even imagine. Him in a Mets uniform would make me sick. I mean, that would be gross. 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies need to sign Kyle Schwarber right now? I mean, we have seen them let guys get to free agency and bring them back. We have. I mean, JT Realmuto came back in free agency 5 years ago. Aaron Nola came back in free agency a few years ago. But I don't want to take the chance with this one. I need
this
to sign
one's different,
him.
Joe.
It feels like it.
He's hot.
And he's getting better.
Like fish grease.
I don't even know when this happened, but at some point in the last year, he became their best hitter. Kyle, where you at? Is the Phillies take two out of three this weekend? And Sherbert, he's called on the show, is up to 14 home runs on the season.
Yeah, and look, you know how big of a fan of Kyle Schwarber I am. He might be my favorite athlete in the city right now, Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber getting that extension done should be priority number one for the Phillies in free agency. In free agency.
Not now.
No. Look, everybody knows the number one goal of this Philadelphia Phillies season, priority number one, is win the World Series. We have to win the World Series this year. So I don't know if it's having this contract negotiation up in the air is what's motivating Kyle Schwarber, but right now, unsigned, he is having the best season of anybody on the team right now. So far, Kyle Schwarber. While I think the risk might be minimal, it is a risk that if you re-sign him right now, that cools off just a little bit. It just feels like an unnecessary risk when it comes to the goal of being winning the World Series. Plus, we talked a lot about, we've been talking about it all season, the messaging to this team. This is your last chance to win the World Series as a group, right? Or maybe there's that threat out there of having to shake this thing up. You know who probably wants Kyle Schwarber to get extended? Bryce Harper, right? Some of the other best players on the team probably really want Kyle Schwarber to get extended.
Sure.
Like, that almost is a motivating tool for guys like him to say, hey, you know what? You don't start picking it up. You don't win the World Series this year. You could lose him. We could lose him. Like, it's just out there. So, I think when they get to free agency, Kyle Schwarber would be my number one guy. Number one priority to re-sign. I only see downside in terms of what can hurt them winning the World Series this season to extending Kyle Schwarber right now. Like, I just feel like it's an unnecessary risk right now.
Well, to me, the risk is letting him get to free agency. 215-592-9494. Hugh, what do you think about one of the things Kyle said there is kind of not, like, maybe he's hitting like this because he's in a walk year. We see that in sports all the time. Guys are better sometimes in their contract year because they're going for the big payday. And if you pay him now, you know.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
he's gonna, like,
I have nothing wrong with it.
Well, what he's doing now, here's the thing. Either you're going to pay him or somebody else is going to pay him.
No, but do you think paying him now would change the way he's hitting this season? Like,
I don't think so.
If he gets the contract
locked in. I think he's locked in. I don't think you penalize a guy for playing well and you say, well, you know, like dangling a carrot in front of his face. Because that could also backfire. It could be one of those things where he can get in free agency and he might have his heart set on coming here until those dollar signs start flying around. And then it becomes something else. That's the chance that you take. when you do stuff like that.
The other thing for me, like I brought up a couple examples where the Phillies let someone get to free agency and they ended up bringing him back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron Nola was drafted here. Aaron Nola has been here his whole career. So I think he had a different kind of feeling towards the Phillies. He never wanted to be anywhere else.
Yeah.
And he got to free agency and he still returned here. Look, I think Kyle Schwarber loves being here. It seems like if he wanted to and he could, he'd end his career here. But Kyle Schwarber wasn't drafted by the Phillies. Kyle Schwarber's played in Philadelphia. He's played in Boston. He's played in Washington. He's played in Chicago. I think you said this last week, Hugh, about when his kids are young, they're not in like school age yet.
No.
Like, to me, if he was drafted as a Philly, maybe you got a little extra. But like, to me, when I think of Schwarber, if he gets to free agency and the biggest offer is the Dodgers or the Mets or the Yankees,
he out of here.
I think he'll leave.
Yeah. And then not only that, you talk about a team where, I mean, they're probably more in line, you know, with that lineup, and you're in that lineup, you're more in line to probably go to the World Series.
But what's stopping us from giving them the biggest offer? Like, am I missing something, or did they implement a salary cap in baseball?
But it makes it harder if it's a bidding war.
Fine, I understand that, but like, if he's priority number one for us, then go get it done.
Okay, we'll get it done now. What's the difference to get it done now?
Well, I already told you. If you listen to anything I said,
to upset the apple cart.
No,
of the season.
I get what he said, but I don't. Think
I mean, you have other guys here that need contract extensions,
who
Ranger, JT, stuff like that. But like,
Ranger ain't done enough yet to get the contract.
So now you're not Mr. Scott Boras.
see y'all get see how.
Hold
I put
on,
it
who's Schwarber's agent? We'll find out because today he's working for him.
But like
double agent.
But again, don't you want to sort of have that out there to send the message to this team? Nobody's getting re-signed. This is about getting this done this year. We have to win the World Series.
Dude, is that like that? I think that message goes without saying, though, Kyle. Whether you pay him or not,
but you can contradict that message by paying him.
I don't think so. I mean, I hear what you're saying.
There's risk reward on both sides. I mean, the reward by doing it now is you know you have Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about it. He's on the team for the remainder of this contract. The risk, and you're right, Kyle's right, like, the Phillies could outbid the Dodgers if they wanted to. I mean, they could outbid the Yankees if they want to, the Red Sox, whoever it's going to be. The risk is that you lock yourself into a bad contract, another one, because that's where the bidding goes. Like, I'm sure the Phillies, if they have their way, would choose a 3 or 4 or 5 year deal. Like, who wants to pay guys until they're 40?
But once you get to
free agency and you know, a desperate team, the Red Sox haven't won in a while. They had him there once, and they're like, you know what? We're one guy away. Here's 9 years, $250 million.
Sure. Can I throw another reality out there that people might not be comfortable with?
All right.
He is getting older, and I understand he's having one of his best seasons. But what are the chances he comes back next season after we re-sign him and repeats what he's doing this year?
Chance you got.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I don't,
this might be the best he'll ever be the rest of his career.
It might, maybe he's David Ortiz. Maybe he's just going to hit till he's 40. I don't know. I mean, all I know is this: he's a better hitter now than the day they signed him. He's a better hitter than he was last year. Heck, the guy, look at his numbers against lefties the last 2 years. He has become one of the best hitters in baseball.
He's probably the best player on the team right now.
He is. I got to have him here. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Kyle Schwarber contract? He continues to rake. The Phillies with 2 out of 3 this weekend. 14 home runs for Schwarber now. He's on pace for 57 home runs. Do the Phillies have to get this done now? Like, I think the Phillies need to sign him now, as in Middleton and Dombrowski better be on the phone with his agent this week. Get this done now. Guys, there's not a small chance, or I would say there's a somewhat decent chance he's in the MVP conversation when the season ends. Like, up there with Ohtani and Tatis. Like, I'm telling you, what we thought that Harper was going to be, that's now Schwarber. He's the best hitter. He might be in the MVP discussion. We can't let that guy get to free agency. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hideaway, Phillies hater, man.
Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, all those haters out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Like Kyle says, shut up. Don't look now, because the Phillies are have the fifth best record in Major League Baseball.
Red hot.
Why am I a hater?
I'm not talking about you. I'm just.
I thought you just told me to shut up.
No, I said, like Kyle says, shut up. I'm going to tell you to shut up in a minute. We're going to get to you. But some massive part of this has to do with what we're discussing today. It's Kyle Schwarber. So here's my feelings. Sign him now, Joe. Joe, thank you for being the voice of wisdom here. And Kyle, here's where you need to shut up. I don't want your ageism hate. You know, Hugh, see how he takes shots at us, Hugh? See how he does his dirty? Because of his age. He's 32. All right, he's not that
old. Pretty old.
Let's go through and look at some of the haters, what they said about Kyle. They said all the time, he's Curtis, the guy starts so slow every year. We got to wait till June. It's annoying. Well, he seems to have fixed that, hasn't he? He can't hit left-handed pitchers. Heard that forever. He seemed to adjust it and hit that. He doesn't go away enough. All of his long balls are to the poolside, and that's why he gets killed by the ship. Well, he's batting at 269, and I see him going opposite field quite a bit and hitting a lot of long balls the other way. So for a guy, if you're going to say, hey, he's getting older, he's getting long in the tooth, usually the Tiger doesn't change his stripes, this guy's not that guy. This is the guy that goes in and makes the correction. So this is why at 32 you sign him. Here's the only concern I have. He's a DH, which is great because that will extend his longevity and his playing career. However, that spot is also being reserved for another gentleman that plays on this team that currently resides at first base that has a bad back, and they plan on filling that position later as he gets older, who is also 32. So I think you can't go much longer than a four-year deal. I say he'll probably end up four years, 120 to 150. Yes, you're going to overpay because of everything you guys said. So, Mr. Middletown, I hope you're listening. Talk to your boy, Dave Dombrowski, and sign him to an extension now! S-I-G-N! Sign Schwarbs! Pay him stupid money!
Good phone call, Chris. So we had sign, S-I-G-N, we chanted today.
Yeah, that was all right.
I always wonder, as the call is going on, what word he's going to chant. I mean, I kind of have an idea of three or four. I thought he was going to try Schwarber there. But
that's a lot.
It's a tougher one, yeah.
Yeah, you could screw that one up. I thought maybe you just chant Kyle. That's an easy one to do there. So he made an interesting point there that I think, Hugh, is point for you and I, anti-point for Kyle. So he said that the Phillies probably have a future DH already here. His name is Bryce Harper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, if you let Schwarber get to free agency and the contract length goes to 6, 7, 8, 9 years, then you have a problem because their two contracts are both really long and only one guy could be the DH. Right, if you do it now, I think if the Phillies did it now, they could possibly get Schwarber on a 4 or 5 year deal.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then he could be out of here by the time the Bryce has to become the DH when he's in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
You got to do it now.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because if you go to free agency, the money, you're talking about a team that might give him 6, 7 years, 8 years, and give him a ton of bread, and that's probably what he's looking for, you know, and he might not be that serviceable. You know, those years. But if you go six, 6 years, 120, maybe he'll do that. Maybe that's somewhere around his wheelhouse that he wouldn't mind being in that area.
Yeah, I just think when the player is a hitter is this good, you just can't let him get to free agency. There's too many variables out there. And I think you should reward him for what he's become. You mentioned the flexibility. He changed a lot since he got here, including where he hits in the lineup. He's been their leadoff hitter for years. They moved him down to the cleanup spot in the middle of the season, and all he's done is hit. And on top of it, the June thing, right? Every year we're like, well, we got to wait for June Schwarber to arrive. He's got 14 home runs. It is May. What is today's date? May 12th. If he has his normal June, we could be looking at one of the greatest power seasons in the history of baseball. Again, he's on pace for 57 home runs right now. If he has his normal June, he's going to enter the All-Star break that time of the season on pace for probably over 60 home runs. This doesn't come around very often. You got to get this guy signed up. I mean, he was their entire offense last night. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Kyle Schwarber hit a pair of home runs last night. The Phillies continue to win. We got a lot to discuss today. Kyle, as in Kyle Quinn, thinks the Phillies should wait till the offseason. Let this thing just play out. Don't re-sign anyone during the season. I think the Phillies should sign him right now and get this done. Do the Phillies need to extend Kyle Schwarber? Your phone calls as he carries the Phillies to yet another win. We'll get to more on just how good his season has been, the adjustments he's made, and why I think he's a good bet to keep hitting. 215-592-9494. It is a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.